Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
Hey, remember when we talked about Rob Gronkowski Tuesday?
Yeah.
Remember we were talking about him and his touchdown drought? Six straight games that he's gone without a touchdown, which is the longest he's gone in his career. The longest he's had a streak in his career where he's not had a touchdown. He has one touchdown all year.
There's two red zone targets. Two.
Well, we brought this up on Tuesday, and of course, not everyone else is bringing it up.
Right.
Just sort of set the agenda.
I told you this post-game. I said, something doesn't seem right with this guy.
Yeah, and so we discussed it a little bit on Tuesday, but we're basing that on Tuesday off what we're seeing on the field.
Yeah, immediate game reaction.
Yeah, well, now we've got something off the field to look at and consider.
A little weird.
When we're saying something just isn't right with Rob Gronkowski.
Yep.
Did you hear his press conference yesterday?
What?
Yeah. I'll tell you, if you haven't heard this yet, turn up the speakers.
Here we go.
And listen, let's play it. Just we'll go through it. And we'll pause as we go along, but it's bizarre. Here it is, Rob Gronkowski yesterday.
Can you do better in the red zone? Well, we got to score points. Myself get open and make plays, and we got to put up points when we get down there.
Is that lack of touchdowns, do you feel like it's because you're not getting open, or do you feel like you're just not the primary look, or what would you attribute this sort of kind of touchdown drought to?
I'm not really sure. Yeah. Everything. Everything you said. I don't know what to say.
Silly question, but how much do you miss the end zone?
Oh, I think it misses me.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Is there a level of frustration, though, maybe? I mean, we're used to seeing you be targeted 8, 10, 12 times a game. I know you're winning, but kind of balance that with your own performance and productivity.
I mean, we're 6-2. We just won 5 games in a row. We're just trying to get the W every week.
How are you feeling right now, Rob?
Living.
You're a little subdued. Yeah.
Thank you.
Where would you say to kind of piggyback maybe on Mike's question a little bit? Where would you say your confidence level is at right now?
It's good. Yeah.
Why?
Because we're winning. All right, guys. Thank you.
And that's it. He walks off. He'd had enough.
Oh, boy. Oh, man.
Oh, boy. And he did not sound angry. Did he sound angry?
No, sad. I think
he sounded sad.
He's sad.
And if you watch it visually, it's like this sad man up there at the podium answering these questions.
He's sort of sad.
He's not happy to be answering them, but he did not appear angry at anybody there yesterday.
Well, I think the realization of, and you did some projections with me the other day as far as, okay, you're 8 games into it. Now you can start to look at it and say, okay, how many touchdowns is this guy going
to
have?
Right. What if I were to say at the start of the year, hey, good thing they brought back Rob Gronkowski. He's going to play 14 games and have 2 touchdowns. You'd say, what?
Yeah.
What happened to him?
You'd say also, good thing the team put incentives out in front of him that they didn't just hand him a new contract or hand him extra money and say, hey, we're going to guarantee this part of your deal. You're going to have to hit these incentives and reach them for you to get paid. And I think part of everything that he's feeling now, and it's interesting that they asked him, you know, what's your confidence level like? Why do you ask the greatest tight end in the world or the guy that has been, what's your confidence level?
Because you're uncertain as to what it is, because you see things that make you believe that it might not be the normal level of confidence for that player. And he's not projecting the same level of confidence as he spoke yesterday. That's why. Why are you asking? Because obviously you don't have the same level of confidence you normally do.
Do you miss the end zone? I think the end zone misses me, he answered. So do you think the quarterback is not trying to feed him the ball?
Well, when that question about primary target, and when he answered with, I think it's all of it, and you go back to what you keep bringing up, so credit to you, you've been bringing up for weeks, Why did he go to Brady and say, thanks for looking for me?
That's the confidence. That's the confidence part of it. And that's why he got asked that.
Right.
You had two great catches. That was a Chiefs game, right?
Yes.
Okay, so that was a Chiefs game where he caught the one out of flat and Brady went to him on the deep one down the right side. He lays out, catches it. Then he goes up to Tom Brady after the game. Hey, thanks for coming to me in the clutch. Thanks for trusting me. And Brady goes, are you effing kidding me? And he grabs, remember, he grabs him by the head with two hands and he goes, every day, man, all day. He said, forever, I'm going to come to you. It's almost like you got to start from ground zero with this guy. Why? Because he's training differently, because there's been some injuries. He's had the back. I don't think it's the back. I don't think he's afraid to hurt the back. I don't think he's afraid to hurt the knee. I just think it's a culmination of everything where, okay, so you don't have Sony Michel last week, for example. You had Cordarrelle Patterson. I think Gronkowski flipped from right to left probably at least 12 to 15 times to reset the formation. Then you put him in motion. Then you keep him in, then you block. Like, is that wearing on him mentally? Because I don't think you forget how to run routes. I don't think you forget how to catch the ball. You know, he can still do all that. I just think they have to use so many smoke and mirrors because of other pieces aren't right yet. And I think it's starting to wear on him. And plus, he's not getting the catches, and he's not going to hit any incentives here right now.
Yep.
So that was a weird press conference.
What do you do to fix this, though? Like, what's
feed him. Feed him.
Yeah.
Keep feeding
that's
him.
It.
That's all you got
to
do.
You have to keep forcing the ball his way?
Well, I think what you do is you hope. And everybody says, well, okay, it was Buffalo. Yeah, but he's had some of his best games against Buffalo
right. Because
that's his hometown. So you continue to feed him. Green Bay's in town this week. And I said this yesterday with you. I said there's two of the biggest games left is Green Bay and Pittsburgh. Because I think by the time the Vikings get here, I think they got issues. So I think if you get past Green Bay and Pittsburgh, you're fine. But he tends to elevate in the biggest games, right? It was Kansas City where he had those two great catches. And he thanked the quarterback for going to him.
The lack of touchdowns, Weird. Do you feel like it's because you're not getting open or you're just not the primary look? Or what would you attribute this sort of touchdown drought to?
I don't know. Everything.
I'm not really sure. Yeah, everything. All of it. Everything you said. That he's not the primary look.
Yeah.
Is there a growing issue between him and the quarterback?
I don't think so.
He feels like he's not the primary look. Is he just sad that Brady's not looking at him enough?
Well, that's why he came back, right? He's only going to play with Tom Brady. He said, Brady's not my quarterback. I'm not playing. I'm only playing for Tom Brady. Does Brady feel the same way?
He was apparently agitated after the fact. He didn't appear angry at the podium, but Andrew Callahan of MassLive.com wrote that he appeared agitated as he walked through the Patriots locker room after leaving the press conference yesterday, saying he was sick of getting the same questions every week.
Okay, so you're David Price now, right? So David Price had it for 3 years, right? Well, you don't win the postseason. You're going to opt out. He gets tired of those questions. And I'm sure Gronkowski is getting tired of being asked, not only by the press, right? So you got four crazy brothers. You got the old man. You got Drew Rosenhaus's agent. Why did he only target you three times?
Can we ask another question?
Sure.
Does he regret playing this year? He contemplated retirement. He spent a lot of time thinking and talking about that in the offseason. Does he at all regret that he decided to play?
I'd say no.
Is his heart not into it?
Well, there's your question. And I don't think he regrets playing because you play, but I think this year can be a realization of, wow, I'm not going to play 3 years. I'm probably only going to play maybe one or two more years. This type of year resets you mentally.
I don't think I ever considered that Rob Gronkowski would fade as a player, ever. It's just he's too good.
Yeah.
But
he's too big.
If he doesn't have all of the mental aspects of it, right, including just the heart.
Oh, you got to be in
it. You've got to be all in.
You got to
be all in.
That game, that sport, you need to be 100%.
If he's not all in, I think that could open the door for that. And I don't know that that's what we're seeing right now. I hope it's not
right. Because
he's just so good. He's too good.
I mean, I don't think it's the point where you're Reggie Wayne, you come here and you go, oh, it's not that fun. Well, is he still having fun? You know, that was a big thing, you know, going into it. It seems like Brady's into it. Brady's having fun.
He just doesn't appear like a guy who's having fun right now. He doesn't.
I've heard that from multiple people that said being around the guy, he's not the same guy. Yeah, but I mean, there's your press conference yesterday. It's quick, one word answers. You got the report. He's walking through the locker room.
So you've heard from multiple people.
Tell me
that
the last
he's not
time he
the
was,
same guy.
Tell me the last time he was punchy after a game.
Way to bury the lead, boss.
Well, I mean, just something.
Artie, am I right?
We said this though.
I don't think you've sort of said that. in those simple, basic, you know, easy to understand terms.
Or is he just growing up? Like, I don't want to say that's a negative assessment on him. I'm just thinking, you know,
he's more of an adult and realizes, like, oh, man,
there's no grown party bus. There's no more grown crews, you know, all that stuff. You know, where's the bands that make me dance guy? And the guy that's, you know, dancing with the girls down at the beach in Miami last year.
Right.
Where's the guy put Shaq on his shoulder? 2-3 years ago. It was 6 months ago.
Yeah. So where's that guy from 6 months ago?
What's happened in the last 6 months? He's gone back to work. He's gone back to doing the routine of the everyday thing. Well,
that's your job. That's what we do.
When you're doing the bands that make me dance, what's his schedule on those days? It's up to Gronk. Gronk decides what Gronk's doing. He's on Gronk time. That's what he's on.
Now, this could all change Sunday night. I told you last 2 days. Eight catches, 100 yards, 2 scores in the red zone, and we're back.
And we're never talking about this again.
You're talking Super Bowl.
Yeah. But until then, I think you have to, especially after that press conference yesterday. That's so unlike him. That guy never has a bad day, it feels.
So what was the report? He sped through the locker room?
He was agitated in the locker room after the fact, saying he was sick of getting the same questions every week.
Okay, so that's not that guy. Where's the guy?
Has he been getting a lot of these questions? I don't think that's true.
Yeah.
From the press, what about his inner circle? Like I said, what about the brothers, the father, the agent?
I get what you're saying.
You know who was in Buffalo? Drew Rosenhaus, underneath the goalpost. And he's there in stretches.
I don't know how he's gotten this from the media, because I don't think he has.
No,
he can go back and check. I don't think they've been asking him about this stuff all the time. But maybe it's that there's enough people in his life that are saying, what's going on with you? You okay?
Agent, brothers, father.
How come he's not throwing you the ball?
Oh, come on. I mean, this guy's...
No, just asking him, are you all right? Everything good?
Say he goes to Stop and Shop.
Look at him. He looks like something's wrong. He talks like something is wrong.
Yeah.
If you started talking like he was yesterday, it says, oh, you okay? Is everything all right with you?
Yeah.
Right? Wouldn't you do that?
Yeah. Why? Zoe's not having fun today. Yeah. I come in, I have fun.
We've had those days.
Oh, God.
All right? We've all done that to each other. Yep. You okay today? What's going on?
How you doing today?
Right?
I'm fine today.
Okay, yeah. Good. I'm good.
Yeah.
You okay?
Yeah.
Great. Beetle?
Excellent. Thank you.
Okay.
Excellent.
So we're fine here.
Yeah, we're good here.
We'll branch out.
Yeah.
You know, start fixing other problems.
You know who I want back, though? I want the guy where Robert Kraft said, that guy never has a bad day. Rob Gronkowski wakes up, he never has a bad day.
Well, he had a bad day
yesterday. Seems like he's waking up and having some bad
days. Feels like he's having some bad days.
I want old big boy back.
617-779-0985. What ails Rob Gronkowski? We'll be talking about that. And also, Bill Belichick's press conference as we get ready for Packers-Patriots on Sunday night in Foxborough. We will get to that coming up. And also, you know where you can get 2 chances today to win tickets to Sunday night's game?
Right here.
That's right. Solak and Bertrand. 2 chances today, 11:30 and 1:30 today.
Unbelievable.
So first chance coming up a little over an hour from now, 11:30 and 1:30. We have Patriots-Packers tickets. That, my friends, is a hot ticket, and you want to be here to win. We'll be right back.
Hot takes.
I am Superman.
Oh, yeah.
Wrong song.
Zoe and Beetle, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
No, you can watch the tape. You could say the tape. I think Gronk's a great player. I've always think Gronk's a great player. I think Gronk is a Hall of Fame player, but he's not right. He doesn't look like the same player right now. He's always catching the ball in a crowd. You know, he's not separating from anybody. He's a huge target. Don't get me wrong. Huge target. He gets, you know, and he makes some unbelievable catches. But in terms of just having open, being open, it's not easy right now for him, whether it's his back, whether it's his lower body. I don't know, but I'll say that again. You could see it last night. It was fairly clear.
That right there is Michael Lombardi on his Ringer podcast on Tuesday of this week. And you know what I like to say about him?
Bubba?
He's tapped in. He talks to people. He talks to the coach. He talks to the people and powers that be. Foxborough on the football side.
I don't even know if you need to talk to people to have that type of take. I mean, you've been around a player. I think he's just doubling down on what he said at the beginning of the year. He said basically the same thing at the beginning of the year. He said, okay, you watch it. And remember at the beginning of the year, he said it looks like he lost this.
Yeah, he started out that. Remember builder of speed and all that nonsense?
So did Rob hear that? And that gets in his head? And they're like, wow, maybe
no.
No, of course not. I think he could explode Sunday night and cure all this. You know what I mean? I mean, you just don't wake up and fall off that cliff, that type of guy. as hard as he works, because he's worked his ass off.
Do we think that this is somehow related to injury? Because everything we've heard is that it's not the injury that he had. The reason why he didn't play 2 weeks ago was a temporary thing. It was back spasms that just wouldn't calm down, and so that's why
people
he didn't
forget
play.
That. Yep, people forget right? He was not in Chicago.
So is that all it was, or is there something going on that's lingering? And because it's a back, can be chronic and can bother you, and
could be scar tissue pinching on a nerve.
I mean, if his back is bothering him, that would make sense.
Yeah.
That would make me sad if I were Rob Gronkowski. My back hurts, and that sucks because I can't be the football player I want to be.
You think that
could be that,
and it could also frustrate him that's how they deal with injuries. And you know, now all of a sudden people are looking at the player and not criticizing the player, but talking about the player. And he's like, "Well, you don't know all the information."
Yeah, Lee is in Roslindale. Lee,
hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up?
You got Woodpecker?
I'm thinking maybe he was, when he told Tom, thanks for looking out for him, perhaps that the organization is trying to snub him for his off-season antics, and Brady keeps, you know, calling audible to try to get him back in the game.
I don't think it has anything to do with the off-season antics and that, because they're past that. They buried that hatchet, and the team went out and put more incentives in front of him, and the same thing with the quarterback.
Well, not only that, but Josh McDaniels controls the offense. We don't think Josh McDaniels has anything against Rob Gronkowski, do we?
See, now, you know
what? Certainly not.
And I keep saying, hey, it's a quarterback that could get him going. You got to keep feeding him. This could be on Josh, too. Meaning, okay, I need less movement here. Let's just line him up on the left or right, and let's turn the kid loose. Let's get him going, right? What'd you do with Sony Michel at the beginning of the year when you get in Jacksonville? You put him in the game, and we're sitting there, and we're tracking the snaps, and if it's 20 snaps, what happens? He touched the ball 18 times. On those 20 snaps. So it's like 90% of the time he's in the game. What are they trying to do? They're trying to get the running back going. All you need to do is just feed him and get him going. He was out in the flat last week, wide open. If the quarterback hit him, he walks in, spikes the ball.
Well, hold on. I wouldn't put that particular play on the quarterback.
No. But I'm saying,
I'd put that on the offensive line. Right, right. They blocked for more than, you know, half a second.
I'm not putting on a quarterback. I'm saying he comes wide ass open on the right side. So Brady slides up. He gets hit. He's trying to get him the ball. He can't get the ball to him. Okay, so let
His
me rephrase
arm got
that.
Hit. Yep.
So if Gronk, if say he gets rid of the ball, Gronk catches, goes in, scores, spikes it, and all of a sudden that type of play could get him going. Just doesn't seem like, you know, the punchy, happy-go-lucky self. That's all.
617-779-0985. But this other weird part of this, though, is that the team is still winning without really him being all that productive. Right?
Yeah.
It hasn't caused them to be in a position to lose a game. They haven't lost because of his lack of production.
They won a Super Bowl, though.
So is that a good, that's sort of like a good thing, you know, where you look at it and say, well, they're not relying on him. So I guess that's good for the team.
Well, I think the team's learned to live without him, live without Edelman. There's guys that they've lost. You know, went to a Super Bowl last year without having Julian Edelman.
Yeah, maybe it comes down to something where it's just he's tired of the team winning and him not being a big part of those wins.
He's not the centerpiece.
He's not.
Can I throw another element out
there?
Yes,
we are open
Belichick
to all
elements trying to
today.
Win a Super Bowl. And putting less stuff with Gronk in the red zone on tape when they can still win games is probably better for them to win a Super Bowl down the road. It might not be good for Gronk and his incentives and all that, but like maybe this week's the week that they roll out.
Totally agree.
Maybe Green Bay falls into that trap. Mike Pettine's their defensive coordinator, falls into that trap. Hey, they're not targeting Gronk in the red zone very often. Maybe we can single him up. And then he goes off for like three touchdowns.
Well, I was going to say, so maybe you're in a situation where you only use it when, you know, it's like break glass in case of emergency type of thing.
How many times? Like,
they're using Patterson on runs in the end zone. They're targeting Burkhead. They're targeting all these. They targeted Patterson more than Gronk this season.
Right.
In the
what
red
happens
zone.
When they're down against a team two touchdowns
and
they need to win?
You feed them.
And they need to come back.
Yeah.
Can you imagine a situation where Gronk isn't a featured part of something like that?
No.
But when you're up and you sort of are in control of the games you're playing, and I think that they have been. I mean, they were in control of that game in Chicago without him. They certainly, even though they were kicking field goals in Buffalo, I never felt they like weren't in control of the game and what the outcome of the game was going to be, which, again, is not always indicated by score. But I don't know.
See, that's totally a possibility.
Maybe that's what
we
wait for.
And that's totally a possibility what Jim said. What's the money throw to Gronkowski? When he's on the inside or if he's just flexed out a little and he does what? He goes vertical right up the seam, top of the numbers. And what would Brady always do? Throw it to that back shoulder. Like night and day in their sleep, they would do that. When's the last time they ran that? Are they saving it? Jim's right. Are they saving it? Like second half Pittsburgh last year. What'd Brady do? They ran those crossing routes. They just kept banging it on him. Same thing in the Super Bowl, second half. He didn't catch. Right. How many targets do you have in the Super Bowl first half? Two?
Like yeah, nothing? You kept mentioning it during the broadcast.
I'm like,
yeah.
Get the tight end going. Right. You know, well, I mean, what did he do? He took over and just dominated that second half.
Look at the one game where he's really done something in this five-game winning streak. He had nearly 100 yards on, and wasn't that many catches in the KC game.
Yeah.
And that's the game we're talking about where he goes to Brady thanking him. Well, it's a game they needed him. They needed Rob Gronkowski that night. These other games, Dolphins, Colts,
this could
the
be,
last two
yeah.
weeks, they really needed him.
You bitched about the Buffalo game, how bad that was.
Oh,
how bad
putrid,
a game it was.
Horrible game.
They could have sat him and got the back right, you know, if the back spasms were still bugging him from a week ago. I mean, they're playing bad teams at times where it's, okay, we really don't need to exert him. It's like preseason. But tell you what, you got Green Bay coming in. Watch him explode this week.
Matt's in New York. Hey, Matt.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Just, kind of with you on that one. They got so many pieces they need to get worked in right now. They got Gordon, they got Patterson, they got Michelle when he's on the field. They're saving it. They know Gronk's going to be there when they need him.
I hope so.
I hope so.
You're right. I hope that's exactly how it plays out because they're throwing the ball a million times a game to James White.
Yeah. That's when I'll be worried is if they do need him and they do get the matchups and they go to him and he still can't get open. That's when I'll be worried.
That's if what you should be worried.
If you can't get open against the Pittsburgh Steelers secondary, then you're in trouble. You know, they're not going to double him. You know, they'll bring a safety down. They're cocky. Yeah. They'll bring a safety and say, we'll cover him or we'll just put a little corner out there on him. And what are you going to do? Throw a fade route.
Yep. One hour from now, we've got our first pair of Patriots-Packers tickets to give away. Can't believe we're giving away these tickets.
Is this a big one?
Twice. We're doing it twice during this show today.
Two sets of tickets.
These are hot. Hot. Don't touch them.
Hot
they're so hot.
Happening
you can
tickets.
Burn yourself with these tickets. They're so hot.
Imagine if the Cliff and Rob coffee shop had
these are the definition of hot. And happening. These tickets on Sunday night.
Don't need to do that.
It's going
to
be a nice lubricated and hydrated crowd on Sunday night in Foxborough. Yeah. Patriots, Packers, we've got two pairs of tickets. First one coming up at 11:30. We're going to get to Bill Belichick from yesterday and some of his comments on Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady. Hmm. We'll do that next.
Sports Hub Headlines.
Patriots continue their preparations for the Packers on Sunday night at Gillette Stadium. Not an easy task when you're facing Aaron Rodgers, huh, Bill Belichick?
Look, he only runs when he has to run. He doesn't go back there and just, you know, start running around, just for the exercise. I mean, if he can throw it, he'll throw it and put it on the money and give the receiver the ball and let him play with it. Let him run with it. If he needs to extend the play and there's space for him to extend the play, he's very good at extending it.
He is very good. So, once again, that is Sunday night at Gillette Stadium, Packers, Patriots, and as Beatles said, your chance to win tickets. Coming up 1 hour from now here on 98.5, the Sports Hub. Celtics are in action tonight. They're home to take on the Bucks. Sean Grandy and Cedric Maxwell have the call, starting with the pregame at 7:30, tip-off just after 8 o'clock right here on 98.5, the Sports Hub. Bruins got a few days off. They won't go again until Saturday when they take on the Predators in Nashville. Headlines are brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss, the official weight loss program of the Boston Red Sox. I want to congratulate the world champions on a terrific year.
Congratulations. I should say it. I should say hello, everyone. Hello, everybody.
I'm Hardy. I'm Boston's home for sports. 98.5 The Sports Hub. More headlines in 30 minutes.
Zolak and Bertrand continues on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Something about Mary.
Coming up at 10:50, we are giving away a $100 gift card to the Under Armour Brand House. Your chance to win Patriots Packers tickets at 11:30. Dan Shaughnessy at 11. We're going to do fantasy later on in the show today. Typically, that's at 10:50. We've moved that back into the 1 o'clock hour. So we'll get your lineup ready for the weekend coming up later in the show. 617-779-0985. I feel like I'm having a sports hangover today.
Why?
Or yesterday into today. Is that fair? Is that okay to say?
Well, all week, how about?
No, not the week. Just yesterday into today. Because once the, I don't know, like two nights ago, we had Celtics. Not last night, the night before. I was flipping. I watched mostly.
Yeah, yeah.
I watched almost the entire Celtics game. I did was flipping back to see what was going on Bruins wise. But last night, I was like, I've had enough sports right now. I've just had enough at the moment. I don't know about you guys. I just had enough.
It was Halloween.
I just feel like after the Red Sox run, just that intense viewing almost every single night over the course of the Red Sox run. It was like, and then, you know, Monday Night Football for the Patriots, and then a couple of nights ago, two other games going on. I'm having a sports hangover. I get the sense that there are other people doing the same. And now I have to, like, sort of ramp it back up to get ready for this game on
Sunday.
That's
easy to do because of the game.
It's big. It's a big game.
It would be the kiss of death this week. Jets coming in. Jets at 1 p.m.
Oh, that would
Sunday.
Be brutal.
That would be like, oh my God. We
want to kill ourselves. Oh, what are we doing here?
Who could call that game? Oh. Who else could call that game?
Brutal.
Oh.
That'll be a fun post
game. No, this game Sunday is going to snap everybody right back to attention.
This is, and we're going to do a lot of it tomorrow. I mean, we're really going to get into this game tomorrow. But it was Peyton Manning and Tom Brady. Remember all the Peyton Manning Tom Brady games?
For all
then we
years.
Said, okay, they're gone. Then what's the next rivalry? It's Roethlisberger. Really, is it? Well, it should be in December. It'll be a great game.
Yeah, it's a rivalry in terms of two teams, but the quarterback rivalry doesn't really exist between Brady and Roethlisberger.
These two quarterbacks should have. You know, at the end of the year, we were rooting for this to be a Super Bowl. We're rooting for Green Bay to get
Packers,
in,
Patriots.
Make some noise for the last 2 years.
Yeah, I want my revenge for 1996. I want the revenge for that.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
I want to see them lose in the Super Bowl to the Patriots. I've always wanted that. I was rooting for it when it was the Falcons 2 years ago. I was rooting for the Packers.
I want a kick return, too. Cordarrelle Patterson becomes the MVP.
So, yeah, that would be great.
That would be great.
Because he's a clown. He's not a real football player like Desmond Howard wasn't really a real NFL player.
Oh, my God.
Great college player, but a gimmick player in the NFL, right?
How awesome. Did you see the video of him this weekend?
I did not.
He was at the Packers-Rams game in L.A.
I didn't see
Two Packers fans sitting behind him saying that, you need to come to Green Bay for a game. It's so awesome. They had no idea who he was. No idea who he was.
Shut the front door.
Like, the two ladies, they're like, we gotta take you. You can come to the Green Bay. It's so much better than this place. You should see it. And he's like, he's got his camera like a selfie. Like videoing them behind him. It's
two
hilarious.
Packers fans who couldn't even pick him out of a lineup. Didn't even know who he was.
No, not a real football player.
That would be perfect revenge. Yeah, kickoff return by Cordarrelle Patterson.
Unbelievable.
Yes, when Joe's laughing. He's getting it now. He's understanding that.
Yeah.
Oh, this jack wagon just scored a touchdown on you. I'd even want him to do the pose at the end and everything. Do it all.
Maybe end around for Patterson?
Yeah, do it all.
Yeah, screen pass.
Yeah, I want that. I do.
Yeah, we'll set him up. We'll throw two screen passes to you. You're wide open. Just fall down on those. We'll fool him. We'll lull him into something, and then we'll hit you with a kick return.
Yeah, I want that. I want that in this lifetime. So, okay, you're talking about quarterbacks, and you look at Rodgers and Brady, and I think you poll anyone in this, you know, anyone who's an unbiased NFL fan.
Say, give me the matchup you want to see.
Tell me the two best quarterbacks you want to see in a game.
Well, it's either Brady and Rodgers or Brady and Breeze. It's really Rodgers. And the argument is Aaron Rodgers better than Tom
I don't Brady? Think there are many people that would pick Breeze over Rodgers.
I agree with you.
I think Rodgers gets a lot of credit. And I think earlier in his career, it was deserved. I'm not sure I think as much of Aaron Rodgers now as I did even 2 years ago. And some of it might have to do with his team and the coaching there and the offense there.
Well, how about all the other years they didn't go to the playoffs?
Let me tell you this. Playoffs 2 years ago. Was unbelievable.
That was his best.
So
of course I'm saying since 2 years ago, so over the course of the last year, we'll say.
Okay,
yeah,
that's fair.
I was hurt last year too. I mean, but
he's hurt again this year.
Hurt again, and then he gets carted off, and he comes back
he carted off
in the
like he was
half.
Dead.
Like
and then he came back into the game.
That Paul pierced me. You know, that's like, oh God, are you kidding
fake
me?
Fake is what it was.
So your injury wasn't real.
Yeah, you weren't that hurt.
Yeah,
is what it was.
And when he did a second half, he didn't even brace it.
And I don't know. The more you hear of him, the more he's whining about something. That guy is always whining and crying about something or upset with somebody.
There's something that's not right with him, and I can't put my finger on it because he's that damn talented. He's great. You know, he's good. He can spin it. But like the whole package.
No, but he always has like this cop out of Mike McCarthy, right? Oh, his coach is Mike McCarthy.
Yeah.
Right. So anything that's wrong. In Green Bay, anything that doesn't go well for Aaron Rodgers and the Packers, they have a stupid head coach. Okay. All right. I can understand that. Sure. That's definitely a part. That's not easy to have I don't think he's a good head coach. I can see that. But nothing is ever Aaron Rodgers' fault in Green Bay.
Nope.
Ever. Ever. He gets blamed for nothing there. Whereas here, I mean, the offense, the Patriots' offense is Tom Brady's offense.
Right.
Is it not?
Yeah.
So why can't the same be true for Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay?
It should be his offense, because who's the guy that decides to break the pocket or break containment and
that guy.
Start creating stuff? That's him. You don't practice that. You never practice that. You know what you do? You get in a huddle, you line up, you do a five-step drop, and you throw the football. And that's the way practices go.
And he's making that decision to break those plays and go into that mode faster than ever before. What is that? Why is that? What would this guy do if he had to play within a structured offense?
What the hell was a primetime?
Like, could he do it?
What was
could this guy pull
game?
It off and still be good?
What was that primetime game they were in like 2 or 3 weeks ago?
Niners, Monday night.
Niners. Okay, thank you.
He's got a little bit too much Favre in him.
And you know what he did?
You know what he did in that
game?
He's turning into Brett Favre right in front of our eyes.
You know what he did in that game? He'd roll out, wait. He'd have guys running underneath. I remember crossing routes, pick routes, those little return routes with guys wide open. And he'd sit there and wait and try and force it in 20, 30 yards down the field for the big play. I'm like, okay. See, Brady would have checked it down.
I mean, we used to do the thing. If you were starting a team today, who would you take as your quarterback?
Everybody takes Rodgers.
We would give Rodgers that benefit of the doubt because he was younger. Well, you'd get him for more years, right? You'd have him for more time.
Yep.
He's really good, and he is really good. But I look at him versus Brady, and I still would always want Brady as my guy. You want to win one game, Brady's my guy.
When Brady is at the helm, other than, what, the 09 year, they basically contend every year. They contend for a championship every year. Like, you're playing for a bye. How many times did you say that about Aaron Rodgers? How many years did they not go to the playoffs when he was there? You know, having an okay year. Okay, so the team's not that good. The defense isn't that good. Look at the Patriot defenses the last 5 years, other than the Revis one, when you went out and got Revis. That was a good defense. You end up putting that together. And you had some good talent there. You had Chandler Jones. You had Jamie Collins. You had all those guys. Now Tom Brady, at the age of 41, basically is carrying his team. His defense isn't right yet. It's getting there.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Zoe and Bertrand.
Caller number 10 right now to the Pride Motor Group contest line, 617-931-0985. We'll score a $100 gift card to the Under Armour brand house at the Pru. Grab your custom championship t-shirts and gear now. Under Armour makes you better. Caller 10 right now. Remember, contest line, 617-931-0985 is what you're going to call there. Let's get to Bill Belichick yesterday talking both about his quarterback and Aaron Rodgers. Let's roll it.
You just said that Aaron's one of the quarterbacks in the team. Previously said that Tom is one of the biggest, I think you said that he's the biggest quarterback of all time. So I wondered, do you still think Tom has the edge over Aaron?
Yeah, well, I've never played against Tom Brady. So I'm glad he's our quarterback. He's a great quarterback. And he's, you know, he's won a lot of games for us, and hopefully he'll win a lot more. And we've won a lot of games because of him. But I've never played against Tom Brady, so.
How about the tone of that? Isn't that a little weird?
No, I think he's bugged by the question.
What is he bugged by?
Because it's the...
Well, he went on for another minute and a half.
I know.
Okay, well. But the assumption that this is Brady versus Rodgers, he's like, it's a football game. We play defense. We're going to go up against Rodgers. He goes, you're asking me. I don't know. What do you mean? What do you mean by it?
I just thought that it was sort of dismissive of Brady. Like, yeah, Brady. Listen, Brady's won a lot of games for us, okay? Like, what? Yeah.
He's going to win a lot more, he said. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's for a long time.
I'm happy he's our quarterback.
Yeah. We're happy to have him. We wish him well in his future endeavors.
Yeah, exactly. It's
like, that's right. It is that email. It is the email.
It's a little weird. I don't know. It just struck me as odd. I don't know why. It wasn't so much what he said. It was how he said it. Like, so they're like, yeah. Well, yeah, he's our quarterback.
Yeah.
All right. No, I'm sorry.
I've never played against Tom Brady.
Huh.
How would I know he's the best ever? I've never had to play against him.
My God.
Like, is it a little weird?
How the hell would I defend him?
Yeah, I don't know.
The only thing that would make it worse is if he said, well, Tom Brady never played against me. He has never faced
right
me.
Jim's right there.
We're never going to make it through it if I keep stopping us. This is my fault. Sorry.
You know. He's as good as anybody that I've faced. And we faced a lot of good ones through the years, and that's not to take anything away from anybody else.
Manning.
I'm just saying the guy's a great player. He can do everything that a quarterback needs to do. Consistently does it well. throws a lot of touchdowns, doesn't throw very many interceptions. The receivers make a ton of yards after he gets him the ball, and a big part of that is him getting him the ball in space, on the run, so they can continue to gain positive yards after the catch. He doesn't make them work for the ball. He gets out of some plays that very few guys can get out of, and he's got tremendous production down the field. So, I mean, once again, he leads the league in touchdowns and interceptions. He leads the league in big plays. He's thrown, I don't know, however many long passes to however many different receivers. It's not all one guy, so... You know, he's a great player.
You appreciate the fact that you don't have to game time for Dallas?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, yeah, Tom, I'm glad we want to play Rodgers once every 4 years. I mean, I guess it'd be good if we played him more than that, but you know what I mean? Like, I'm in no rush to see him every week. I wouldn't want to be in that division.
Oh, we got Mr. Tomato Can is coming in.
That is going to go. That's going to be a quote that Shaughnessy uses.
That is a real division. You got the Lions in there. They kicked your ass. You got Aaron Rodgers and the Packers.
Yeah, Chicago looked great.
That feels Chicago like a, gave you a game, Zoe.
That feels like
Chicago gave you a game.
They did.
That feels like a picked up piece if I've ever heard one right there. Bill Belichick saying he's glad Aaron Rodgers is not in his division.
He's just glad he's not in the NFC North. That's what he should have said.
Black and blue division.
He's right, though. They don't have to play this guy very often.
Right.
They played him in 2014 out there. And what was the time before that? 2010?
Matt Flynn.
When Matt Flynn played.
Yeah.
In 2006, he came in because Favre got hurt.
Who was it that got
blown him out?
Who got blown out? Wasn't that Conley who picked up that kick return?
Yes.
It rambled down and ended up getting a concussion, and then he was done after that?
Yeah. Yep.
There were some good games against him.
So he doesn't have to play him often. He does put him in a high class, though. But that Brady thing is just weird to me. The Brady discussion. You know, you've said Tom Brady's the greatest quarterback ever. Yeah, well, we haven't had to play against him, though. Rodgers we have to play against. I have to game plan for Rodgers. I don't have to game plan for Brady.
Well, even he was asked the question. He didn't let the question finish. He started answering the second follow-up about, you're glad you don't have to game plan for Tom. And he's like, he thought it was going to be about Rodgers
right
at the end there.
You know, he's a great player.
You appreciate the fact that you don't have to game plan for Dallas.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, yeah, Tom, I'm glad we want to play Rodgers.
Well, yeah, Tom. But Rodgers, no, I'm glad we don't have to game plan against Rodgers.
Now, that's a quarterback.
That's really good.
It's weird. It is weird. Someone's, you know, and it's in line with who Bill is, though, right?
It's typical Bill.
You downplay what you are. Yep. You talk up what the opponent is.
Oh, he's gonna talk about like Jesus and cleats this week.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So Aaron, big storyline this year is that Brady doesn't like to be coached like that, like showing his negative plays and all that stuff, right? So if he's actually changed this year and is showing less of Brady's negative plays, do you think this week he's showing a lot of Aaron Rodgers' positive plays in the team meetings?
Yes.
Well, look at this quarterback. Look at this guy. Like a passive-aggressive way of doing it.
Oh, I hope that's great. I hope that is what's going on.
I get out the tape
from
Atlanta. That playoff game against Atlanta where he's just throwing it all over the lot. Absolutely.
Maybe it's all part of a motivational scheme.
Of course it is.
Is what it is right there. To piss off Tom Brady this week into playing a better game than what he did in Buffalo last Monday. Right?
I could see Belichick. Well, we're going to be all positive. We're going to be really positive about Aaron Rodgers.
You know what? Aaron Rodgers, that guy, I know I said Tom was the best, but, you know, you only stand up as the best ever for a certain amount of time, and Rodgers is on his way.
Boy, if you had to start
one of those deals.
Yeah,
well, Rodgers is going to play longer than Brady does, so, you know.
Any GM would want him if you had to pick a guy to start a team.
He's at an earlier point in his career than Brady is in his.
Brady and Gronk are going to go wild this weekend.
I hope so.
Yes.
I hope this is the master plan. That's what I'm hoping for.
Unleash the beast.
Zoe might lose it. If Brady throws Gronk 3 touchdowns since Sunday, Zoe might lose it.
I only follow 69 people on Twitter for Gronkowski. And that's why I do that.
To honor him.
Yeah.
Is what you're saying.
Out of respect.
You like to honor the man.
Yep.
That's what you do.
Hardy tried talking me into following somebody, and I did, and I had to delete somebody because, damn it, I'm at 69. I'm not going to add one more to get to 70.
Who did I talk you into following?
Oh, buddy, Melissa.
Oh.
And I follow her.
Yeah, you know Melissa.
Yeah.
From the other building.
I don't follow her.
Yeah, well, I do. Already talked me into it.
Did I?
Yeah. You're like, give her a follow. She's a good apple.
That's sad. I'm sad that you have to do that.
I don't recall doing that, but it must have meant something to her.
That's great. And she's funny because she always complains about traffic, and I respect that because I hate traffic too.
You don't remember saying she's a good apple?
Or an egg.
Jim, you want me to use a real
apples,
word?
Apples, eggs.
Jesus.
Tomato.
She's a good kid.
She's a good apple.
Yeah. She'd chip off the old block.
Red apple or green apple? What kind of apple?
I'd go red.
Red.
Yeah.
Red delicious?
Green apples are too tart.
What do you go for?
What's the ones that have not totally red, but it's got a little coloring?
Let me answer this for you.
Gala apple?
Macintosh.
Honeycrisp.
Honeycrisp is the king of apples.
Is that the ones you get at
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, those look good.
Top of the apple tree.
I'd like to have one of those.
Honeycrisp apples. Yeah. Best apple you pie. Best apple money can buy.
Yeah. I've had them all over the world. I'm going to tell you, Honeycrisp and Evan. Done.